Om Shanti. We'll be revising today's Avyakta Murli. There was a man who was a fisherman, and one day, since his condition was not very good and he was very poor, so one day, early morning, even before the sunrise, he decided to go for fishing. So whilst going, he just stumbled upon a bag. So it was almost dark that time. So he picked up that bag. He put his hand into the bag and he found that the bag contained stones. So he took that bag and started walking. He reached that pond where he was about to go for fishing and he sat there. Since it was dark and he had no other work and he was waiting for the sunrise, so he started taking out a stone and throwing into the water. He was very much excited with that plop plop sound, with that throwing of the pebble and that voice which was resonating in that darkness. So he kept on throwing stone after stone, and it was almost sunrise and the sun just came out, and he had almost finished throwing all the stones and only one was remaining, and he was about to throw that stone also, and to his utter dismay and surprise he found that it was not stone but a diamond. And he started repenting, he started crying, he started shouting. You can imagine his anguish and his misery. So he realizes that what he was throwing, they all were diamonds. So this is a short story. In the similar manner, probably we all of us have got a bag of diamonds with us, and what we are throwing is not that diamond but a stone. We are throwing, thinking diamonds as stone. Baba has given us so many diamonds, and when we don't recognize them, probably we keep on wasting them, all of them. So today's Murli deals with diamond and polish. Baba has given number of spiritual polishes to us. Baba talked about four different types of diamond. The first diamond is you yourself. All of you should think of yourselves as diamond. The soul itself is diamond. The second is your life is diamond-like. Third is your meeting with Father. This is a diamond-like meeting. And fourth is your confluence age itself is a diamond. So the first diamond is you yourself. You are not an ordinary being, but you are like a diamond. Second, this life of yours, this is a very precious, very valuable life. So you should never forget the value of your life. The moment you forget, you get landed up in the cottage of sorrow, like that Sita of the story of Ramayana. The third is this meeting with Father. Baba often says this is not an ordinary meeting, meeting of soul with supreme souls. This meeting is a diamond-like meeting. And fourth is this confluence age is diamond-like. So when he said that you all are diamond. Baba has talked about 5 different types of diamond. Or you have to think that these are the qualities of diamond. Before we enter into the discussion of diamond, we need to know some of the qualities of diamond. So what are the properties of diamond? Those gross diamonds, anybody? They are very hard. They are very high melting point. They are transparent. They are shining. Then, what else? They are pure. They are valuable. They are very high boiling point and high melting point. Then, they cut hard materials. They are used for, you know, even cutting glass. Then, they are very high refractive index. So, in that manner, those diamonds are very, very valuable. They are attractive. People use it for decoration. Okay? They become the part of jewelries. Then what else? Properties of diamond. They are spotless. They are transparent. Then? They are very rare things in the world. They are not commonplace things. Yeah. And it is not that they are found everywhere. Only rich people can keep diamonds with them. Not all of them. Not all of us. So, the diamonds are very, very valuable. So, Baba said, you are diamond. And he said 5 different types of things to us. First, you are shining diamond. So, no dust should accumulate over you. And Baba has talked of dust of thinking of others. Para Chintan. This is a dust. If you keep on thinking of others, you accumulate dust. You have to become spot. You have to become that shining, resplendent diamond. Always luminous, radiating light. So you are a shining diamond. You can convert this Murli into a spiritual drill on which you can practice. You can start with getting situated in the self-respect of I am a shining diamond. I am a shining diamond. I am radiating light everywhere. One is I am a shining diamond. Second, I am a flawless diamond. I am not marked diamond. I am a flawless diamond. No flaw. No stain. And the stain is of para darshan. Thinking. Seeing others. So these are the two different types of dust and stain or marks. So you are that diamond which is ever shining. One. Second, you are that diamond which is flawless diamond. Seeing others, thinking of others. There was a French novelist or philosopher, Jean-Paul Sartre. Jean or Jean, I don't know what to call it. It's a French pronunciation. Jean-Paul Sartre. He had written one play, No Exit. And in that play, a very, very famous statement comes, which becomes the part of his philosophy of existentialism. There, 3 characters are there. And those 3 characters, they enter one room, a drawing room, and that is actually supposed to be a hell. So they are expecting tormentors, executioner, who will punish them, iron rod, and so many things. But they find that there is nothing like that. This is all just a fairy tale, old wives' tale. There is no punishment in that hell. There is nobody to torture or torment them at all. But what is the punishment? They have to see each other. The punishment is that they have to see each other and they have to think of each other. 3 people given punishment of hell. But the hell, there is no other person. Only 3 are there. And there the one statement comes, and which becomes, that is a very, very important statement which is often quoted. The statement is, hell is other people. Hell is other people. The other is hell. Para is hell. All that is others is hell. Baba is talking of para chintan and para darshan. The moment you see others, the moment you think of others, you are yourself landing up into hell. Rather than doing para chintan and para darshan, what you have to do is swachintan and swadarshan, paramatma chintan and paramatma darshan. Seeing God and thinking of God, seeing yourself and thinking of yourself. Baba has given the stories of Ramayana and Gita. Entire Ramayana is based on parachintan and paradarshan. And which is the scripture which is based on swadarshan and swachintan? Bhagavad Gita. Gita is about swachintan and swadarshan. Ramayana is about paradarshan and parachintan. There are five characters in Ramayana, which are Ramayana, which are based on which Ramayana is based. Entire Ramayana is based on these five characters. Their parachintan and their paradarshan. The first is Mantara. It is based on the parachintan and paradarshan of Mantara that entire Ramayana originated. Because it was she who saw, yes, this Bharata is not becoming king, this Rama is becoming king. So she did parachintan first of all and she did paradarshan, she saw. The second character responsible for Ramayana is Kaikeyi, the mother of Bharata. When instigated by Kaikeyi, she started doing parachintan and paradarshan. And later on then Rama came and he was given exile and all those things. That is the second character. Third character is Surpanakha. She was sister of Ravan. And she comes and she does parachintan and paradarshan while she sees Rama and she gets attracted. And she goes to Rama and says, I want to marry you. Rama says, I am already married. You can go to him. My brother who is standing there. And when that Surpanakha goes to Lakshman, he just can't tolerate and he cuts off her nose. And actually that is the starting point of Ramayana. Just as in Mahabharata, Draupadi insults Duryodhana and that begins the starting point of Mahabharata war. Here this is the starting point. Otherwise for 13 years they were living in peace and a lot of harmony and there was no peacelessness at all. No Ramayana would have happened if this Surpanakha would not have entered. So third character who did Parachintan and Paradarshan is Surpanakha. Fourth character is Ravana himself. Because he got attracted. Para, Stri, Parachintan and Paradarshan. And then he came. And now you tell me which is that fifth character who did Parachintan and Paradarshan. Laundryman, that washerman, that dhobi, he did parachintan. He said to his wife that I am not Rama who will allow his wife to stay with him even after staying away for 1 year. So these are the five characters in Ramayana who did parachintan and paradarshan and because of which entire Ramayana is created. Baba said, you are also expert in creating Ramayana. Now it depends what you are creating. Do you put Ramayana into practical form or do you put Gita into practical form? Do you become embodiment of Ramayana or you become embodiment of Gita? What do you do? Baba said, you also do like that. And what you do? You whitewash your weaknesses. You whitewash your weaknesses and you say that I want to do but I can't do. You want to do but you can't do. That's what you keep on harping. On this tune. You want to do but you cannot do. And what you say? You whitewash your weakness and you put blames on others. You start seeing what are their motives. What are the motives of others? So now homework for all of you. What are the things we whitewash? Safedi. One is your own weakness. What are the other things? You can think on this, churn on this, cogitate on this, meditate on this, reflect on this point. What are the different things we whitewash in our lives? Baba said, you hide your weaknesses. And in order to hide your weaknesses, what you do? You point fingers at others. You said, this is his motive, or you start seeing others. And because of this parachintan and paradarshan, you become a Sita who is in the cottage of sorrow, rather than become a Sita who is with Rama, rather than becoming a Sita who is with the Almighty. You become a Sita who complains, rather than becoming a Sita who is lost in remembrance, yad. You give way to faryad, complaints. You land yourself in Shok Vatika, in that cottage of sorrow, rather than to be in Ashok Vatika, cottage free of sorrow. So what you have to become? Baba has asked. So what are the things we whitewash? Any thought? What are the things we whitewash? Our weaknesses, that Baba said. This is the homework, okay? You find out. One of the things could be our subtle sins. We try to hide them. Or to put it another way around, what are the things we try to hide? We try to hide our weaknesses. We try to hide our subtle sins. We try to hide those subtle breach of Srimats. So this topic is for homework, so I am not going to expand it. Okay, now coming back to, we are shining diamonds. One. Second, we are flawless diamond, stainless diamond, unmarked, not a single mark, not a single stain, not a single dag. Third, we are real diamonds, Sacha. Baba said, you are real diamonds, so no falsehood can come into you, or rather, no falsehood should enter inside you. You are such a real diamond. You are not unreal. You are not those counterfeit diamonds. You are not those phony. You are not those artificial diamonds. But you are real diamonds. You are not duplicate ones. You are real diamond. Fourth is, you are valuable diamond. You must know your own value. In the Murli inside, Baba said, you must know your own regard. You must learn to give regard to yourselves. You keep on saying that these people don't give regard to me, because you don't give regard to yourself. The more you are situated in the Soman, automatically regard will follow you, like your own shadow. You don't have to beg for regard. You don't have to beg for respect. You stay situated in your self-respect, others will start respecting you. So respect is the shadow of the person who is situated in self-respect. If you are in Soman, man will follow you. You don't have to ask, you don't have to plead, you don't have to ask, you don't have to implore for respect. So fourth is, you are valuable diamond. Fifth is, you are number one diamond. Baba has said there are two types, number one and number two. Number two is Sita, who is sitting in the there, Shok Vatika, cottage of sorrow. You are not that. You are not that who is given to complaints. But you are the one who is lost in remembrance. So, Baba is a very good psychologist. In this Murli, he told, these are the problems. These are the diseases you suffer from. Two diseases. What are they? Parachintan and Paradarshan. Then he told, these are the things that happen when you do Parachintan and Paradarshan. What are the harms Parachintan and Paradarshan do? So this is the second homework you can write down for today. What are the harms done by Parachintan and Paradarshan? At least 50 points should come out. 50. Baba has just mentioned one, that you get landed up in sorrow. You become Sita. Baba has mentioned one. Now you have to, means you become sorrowful. You become miserable. This is the first point. Now 49 points are remaining. So you have to do this homework. What are the harms done by Parachintan and Paradarshan? The other is hell, Satra. So fifth is number one diamond. So you can convert this into a drill. The moment you sit for yoga, start from here. I am a shining diamond, radiating light. I am a flawless diamond. I am a real diamond. I am not unreal. I am a valuable diamond. And I know my own value. Others may not, but I know my value. Because God has said to me that you are an invaluable diamond. And fifth is number one diamond. So Baba is a psychologist. He told us, these are the problem you are suffering from. These are your mental sicknesses. Then he said, these are the effects of that sickness. And then he gave treatment. And what is the treatment? Finish the seed. Finish the seed. He just said one word. You know, Baba just gives blank, plain statements. Now you need to expand it. How to finish the seed? This is the third homework. How to finish the seed of parachintan and paradarshan. Now Baba has given a spiritual polish. Baba has talked about. One is whitewashing. Another is polishing. You come here so that you get polished. And this polishing happens with these three things. First, this land of blessing, Father himself, and family. This helps you experience your stage of that diamond, like life, diamond like meeting, or of confluence age, or you yourself as a diamond. So in this Murli, Baba has given 10 types of spiritual polishes. 10 spiritual polishing. So in this 10 polishes, what is the plural of polish, Manas? Polishes or polish? Just check. So, 10 types of polishes. First polishing. Spiritual polish of all relationship. If you want to remain a shining diamond, if you want to remain a flawless diamond, if you want to remain a real diamond, if you want to remain an invaluable diamond, and if you want to remain number one diamond, the first spiritual polish which you should apply is polish of all relationship. You should have all relationship with one Father. The moment you have, you try to remember others, the other is hell. The moment you try to remember others, jewelries, wealth, relatives, grandchildren, potra, dotra, what happens? Your mind starts wandering here and there. Already by this wandering, you have lost everything. You have lost money. Once upon a time, you used to stay in diamond palaces. And now, where you are staying? In buildings of bricks and pebbles. So you lost wealth. You lost health. Last Sunday's Murli, only 1% remaining, Baba said. Nowadays youths are so weak. They are more fragile than the old. You lost mind. You have become totally peaceless. So you have lost everything. By what? By remembering others. So now this is a golden time for you to remember one. By remembering one, you will have acres. Constant and stable stage. By remembering one, your mind will not wander here and there, which you have been doing. So that's why your song is, mine is one, Shiv Baba and none else. So first spiritual polish is having all relationship with one. Second spiritual polish is spiritual polish for changing others. Spiritual polish for changing others. So here Baba gave 7 different methods of changing others. You cannot just complain that others are not changing. My husband is not all right. My children are not coming in Gyan. Family is not following me and so on and so forth. Nothing is happening. Baba has given 7 different methods of changing others. So this is a spiritual polish for changing others. First, you remain light and keep flying. First is, you remain light and keep flying. Don't keep on telling them. Don't keep on calling them and bringing them into Brahma Kumaris. Remain light and in the flying stage. If your family members are not in Gyan, the first thing you have to do is, you stay light and you stay in the flying stage, first. Second is, you keep the vessel empty. Second is, keep the vessel empty means your mind's vessel, your intellect's vessel. You should not keep on thinking when it will happen, why it is not happening, so much time has passed, still not they have come in Gyan. This is to fill the mind with all the dirt. Baba said, keep the vessel, vessel of intellect, buddhi, this is a bartan, keep it empty. Second. Third, you stay in your almighty stage, Shakti Swarup. You remain an embodiment of power yourself. Don't become weak by seeing them, by doing parachintan and paradarshan here. The other is hell. Don't keep on doing this. So, third. Fourth is, be in the company of the Almighty. Fifth is, good wishes. Sixth is, if you are in bondage, there is one way to cut this bondage, and that is remembrance, yad. And sixth is, you free yourself. Seventh is, to free yourself. So these are the seven methods. Because who is holding? You yourself are holding. You try to free yourself. So see, entire focus is on oneself for bringing others in Gyan. If you want to do benefit, if you want that others should benefit, your focus should not be on them, but on yourself. Your focus should be on Gita rather than on Ramayana. Why they are not coming in Gyan? Your wish is good. Baba said, you have a good wish, fine. And you feel good that they should get rid of this disease. Disease, the word Baba used, rogue. But it is not going to, by your saying it is not going to come to pass. By your telling that please come in Gyan, are they going to come? No. So your focus should be on these seven things. First, you stay in your flying stage or you remain light. Don't become heavy by continuously thinking about them or seeing them. That they are not coming in Gyan, they are not coming in Gyan, they are not following Srimad, and they don't listen to me. You will become miserable all the more. If you keep on focus, your attention should be on yourself. First is, stay light and in the flying state. Second, keep the vessel empty. Vessel of intellect, empty. Third, you make yourself powerful. Fourth, you stay in the company of the supreme authority. Fifth is, good wishes. Sixth is, if you are in bondage, first cut the by remembrance, yad. And seventh is, you free yourself. So these are the seven things. So second polish is, polish for changing others. Okay. Third polish. We are giving the list of spiritual polishes. Third polish is, polish of filling oneself with all treasures. You should not remain empty at all. In the first, second polish, Baba said, empty yourself. Here, he is saying, do not remain empty. See the contradiction in different context. But second, Baba said, don't remain, you empty your intellect. Here, he said, you should not remain empty at all. Empty of what? All the treasures. Not a single treasure should be missing. Your intellect, your mind should be filled of all the treasures which Baba has given. You cannot say that, I have this power and I don't have that power. To be full of all the powers. Otherwise, what will happen? Maya will knock at your door. Otherwise, what will happen? Maya will enter unawares. And that's why you should have double lock. What is that double lock? Double lock of staying busy. Lock of remembrance and lock of service. This lock is necessary. Keep on busy in yoga or in service. These are the two things. So, otherwise Maya makes you miserable. Otherwise upheaval of Maya will come. Halchal. Otherwise, and you also will allow Maya and you do hospitality of Maya. Don't do all that. Maya, she is enemy. Don't allow it to enter. Put that double lock on your door so that Maya should not enter. So what is the third polish? Of filling yourself with all treasures. Not remaining empty at all. Okay. Fourth treasure. Fourth spiritual polish. Fourth polish is a polish of keeping yourself worthy of worship. Pujya. Baba has given example of temple. In that temple, where do they keep the idol? Not on the floor. They keep at a higher platform. So you here, and that is actually your memorial. So you have to keep your stage high, and then others will respect you, others will worship you. You were earlier worshipper, pujari, and from that you have become pujya, worshipardi. So keep your stage high, don't come down. And then you say that people don't respect me. They will respect you, provided you respect yourself. They will regard you, provided you have regard for yourself. So keep a very high level of regard for yourself. I am a great soul. I am an elevated soul. These are the regard. So fourth polish is a polish of being, staying worshipworthy. Fifth polish is a polish of dying alive in a second, or getting sacrificed in 1 second, jhatku. It is not that you gave up anger today and after 1 month you will give up avarice, or after another 1 month you will give up ego. Baba said, no, this is not your memorial. What is your memorial? Jhatku. Kill at one go. And nowadays this is quite famous, Baba said, to kill or be killed. Baba also gave one example from medical field. There, what happens sometimes, a person is declared dead and he is taken to the graveyard and he is about to be burnt, and suddenly he moves his hand and starts walking. Recently, in newspaper you keep on hearing, recently one child was declared dead in Brazil, okay, and doctors declared dead because he was brought in a gasping stage in the hospital and he was declared dead, and they were taking him to the graveyard for his funeral. And while he was kept there in that burial, suddenly that child got up, he cried, and then he slept, and again after that he died. So they thought these doctors are negligent, but that boy ultimately died. He died, but he was declared dead, and later on he got up and he spoke, and he died again. So these events happen. So Baba said there are events that people walk out of their graveyard sometimes. So here, dying alive means you kill all your passions. In Christianity they say to kill each passion each day, to kill each vice each day. So what is the fifth spiritual polish? Dying alive. Fifth spiritual polish, sacrificing at one go. Sacrificing at one stroke. Jhatku. I don't know which word is this jhatku, which language it comes from. It doesn't come from Hindi, it doesn't come from Sanskrit. It's Gujarati? Really? I don't know which language is this. So, this is jhatku. Okay. Then the sixth polish is Shantikund polish. This is the latest, newest polish. Shantikund polish. Baba said there is upheaval outside, so you should become a Shantikund, a sacrificial fire of peace, or a place of peace where people should come and experience peace. Baba also gave an example. There is a fire outside and there is one cool place, so everybody rushes towards that place. In the similar manner, there the world is on fire. The world is a hot furnace, oven, and all are burning in this. They are getting baked. So you have to become like a Shantikund. There is no English translation for this word. Roughly, place of peace, a very poor translation. Place of peace. It's kund is such a beautiful word. So you have to become Shantikund. So what is the sixth spiritual polish? Shantikund. Seventh spiritual polish is you have to become tapasvi murt and tyag murt. Baba is talking with teachers and he is saying to her, if anybody looks at you, they should not say that these are Brahma Kumaris, but they should say these are tapasvi Kumaris. And they will bow down in front of you. And the place where you stay, that should become tapasya kund. A place of tapasya. And anybody who enters into this tapasya kund should himself become a tapasvi. Just as tapasya means jyoti, light. And where there is a light, moths come, parvane. So in the similar manner, you become tapasvi. So whatever parvane, whatever moths come, they become tapasvi. So this is the seventh type of spiritual polish. Spiritual polish of tapasya and tyag. Spiritual polish of tapasya and renunciation. Tyag and tapasya. Okay. This is seventh. Eighth spiritual polish is a spiritual polish of mansa seva. Or Shuddha Sankalp, spiritual polish of pure thought or Mansa Seva. Baba said by way of words, souls are there, you can give, souls take birth, new birth, spiritual birth. But when you do service through mental service, powerful souls would be revealed, Pratyaksha, powerful souls. So the best service is, best spiritual polish is Mansa Seva. Keep on doing Mansa Seva so that this soul would become a shining diamond, invaluable diamond, pure diamond, flawless diamond, stainless diamond, a diamond without any marks, unmarked diamond, uncontaminated diamond, pure diamond, clean diamond, and number one diamond. So, eighth is Mansa Seva. Ninth. Ninth is post Amrit Vela polish. Post-Amrit Vela polish. Baba stayed for 12 hours. And we are trying to revise what he said in 12 hours in 20 minutes here. He came at 6 p.m. and he is going at 6 a.m. It's early morning now. Whole night he was sitting. And I wonder, so many things must be missing in this Murli. So many things Baba must have done. Because Murli, three parties, and one teaches that one more party. This is the Murli of four pages. But Baba sat for 12 hours. So what he must have said, what he must have done, everything is missing. Yeah, so he must have done multiple things. Only those who were there present at that time, they must know. Otherwise, there's no way that we know. We can imagine, we can think. Yes, Baba must have sat like that, then he must have given toli, then first group came, and then second group came, and then third group came, and then fourth teachers came. In between he must have had lot of other chit-chatting which remain unrecorded. Because 12 hours and 4 pages, there are many multiple things he must have done. So, early morning he is going, so ninth polish is post-Amrit Vela polish. He has got two forms here. One is Vrikshapati, Brihaspati, and another is, this is Thursday. So this Murli started on Wednesday, and now it is Thursday. He is the father of the seed of the tree. He is the father of the seed of the tree. He is the father of the seed of cycle. Brihaspati, Vrikshapati, and here, post Amrit Vela polish, he has two forms. One as father, and another is Vrikshapati or Brihaspati. So Baba said this day of Brihaspati, where there is an omen of Jupiter, Baba is giving two blessings. One is that your line of fortune would remain imperishable, and second is that in this study, as a teacher he is saying, you will pass with honor, you will score equal marks in all the subjects or good marks in all the subjects, you will come out with flying colors. So as a teacher he is giving this polish. And what is the last polish? Last polish will, if you apply that polish, you will never get depressed and you will never get disheartened, you will never feel lonely. What is that polish? Shilpaben, what is the last polish? Your form of Shiv Shakti. I am Shiv Shakti, I am not ordinary soul, but I am a Shiv Shakti, a form of combined form. Shiva is with me. And that's why I cannot feel lonely, I cannot get depressed, I cannot get disheartened. Always have this awareness that I am combined. So these are the 10 different polishes, right? It is polishes only. Because English is a very funny language, because sometimes the plural is same as singular. So that's why. So what are the 10 polishes? We will revise again. First polish. I will simplify it for you. There are three parties Baba is meeting. From first party, two polishes. from second party, one polish, from third party, three polishes, and one meeting with teachers. And then there are post Amrit Vela, Baba is talking something, and last a question. So in all, they become 2 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1. So like this. So let's revise once more. What is the first polish? Relationship, all relationships with one father. This is the first party, first part. First party is divided into two. First is having all relationship with one. Second part is not to change others the way you do it, but do it the father's way. How to change others? So second polish is polish for changing others. Third polish is second party as a whole. You keep yourself full with all the treasures. Third polish is worship worthy. This is the third party. Three parts. First, worship worthy. Second, jhatku. And third, tapas, shanti, kund. So these are the three parts in the third party. So these are the three different polishes. Then next polish is tapasvi murt. Next polish is mansa seva. And then next polish is post Amrit Vela, Baba's form as a teacher and Baba as Vrikshapati, father of the seed of cycle. And the last polish is a form of Shiv Shakti. So these are the different polishes Baba has given. What will happen if you apply these polishes? Diamond will remain shining. And what you have to get rid of? Two things. Seeing others, thinking of others. So let us take out few homeworks because we have time today. The first homework I said is, what are the harms done by Parchintan and Pardarshan? One brother has sent me 50 points. That's why I'm telling you. He has already sent me 50 points of harms done by brother Parchintan and Pardarshan. One. Second, what are the things we whitewash? Okay. Third, what is the third question? Not given. Okay, write down now. What happens when we remember others? First polish. What happens when we remember others? Rather than remembering Baba, when you remember others. When you remember Baba, the sar of the essence of Gita is Nashto Moha Smritir Labdha. You don't become that. You have to become destroyer of attachment and embodiment of awareness. This will not happen. Stitoham Gata Sandeha. Arjuna in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, at the end, Arjuna says, after listening to me, Nashto Moha Smritir Labdha, after getting this prasad, tava prasada, after getting this blessing from you, now Stitoham Gata Sandeha. Now I will do Karishya Me Tava Vachanam. Whatever you tell, now I will do. Now I have become beyond all doubts and all suspicions. Nashto moham, all my attachment has been destroyed. So the next question is, what happens when you remember others? Other question is, how to change others? Baba has given seven ways, but now you think few more. How to change others? Next question is, what happens when you remain empty? When you remain empty, what happens? Then next question is, what happens when you become a worshipper, pujari? What are the signs of a worshipper? Next is, what happens when you don't become jhatku? You keep on planning of giving of vices one by one and not at one go. The next is, what happens, what will you do when there is upheaval outside? Peacelessness, what are your duties during the time of upheaval? Next is, how to increase the students, number of students in center. Because Baba said, students will come, get attracted like moth only and only when you become tapasvi murt. So how to upgrade? Because Baba said, since in the Murli Baba said, there is a growth in the yajna, so there should be growth in your purusharth also. Your purusharth should become of urtikala, of flying stage now. Because there is a growth in yajna, vriddhi there, so vriddhi should be here also. So how to increase the number of students? Here Baba said about tapasya. Other question is how to become tapasvi murth, how to become embodiment of renunciation and how to become embodiment of tapasya. Okay. Next question is how to do mansa service. Baba said this is the ultimate service because the souls that would take birth out of mansa service would be very powerful. The souls do take birth when you do service with words, but they are not very powerful. You have to do service with pure thought. Next question. Baba, when he comes as a teacher, what blessings he gives us? And when he comes as Vrikshapati, what blessings he gives us? And the last question is, what to do when you get depressed? What to do when you feel disheartened? And one more question, how not to feel depressed and how not to go into that stage of depression. So these are the different questions from today's Murli. And this just keep on thinking about these questions and how to answer them. Keep on thinking what are the different examples Baba gave. Keep on thinking of the contrast Baba gave in this Murli. Keep on thinking. Use all the different methods of the Murli and churn this Murli. Okay? So this is in short about today's Murli. Om Shanti.